You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back, everyone. It is a very sad but very bittersweet episode 10, our last episode of this series.
We've reached double digits in the podcast, but that also means that this is our last week interning together at Connoisseur Media Long Island.
Yes, I am so sad, but I will miss you so much. But I know you're going to do great things.
I know the same for you. I just know it. First, I want to give a quick shout out to the team here. Let's give them a round of applause. We would like to give everyone a shout out super quick. Thanks to everyone. Sorry if we forgot you.
Mike.
Patrick.
Tommy.
Rob.
John.
Stevie.
Christina.
Janine.
Stu.
Jesse.
Erin.
Louise.
Noelle.
Diane.
Alyssa.
Jim.
Ron.
Meredith.
Jamie.
Orlando.
Antoinette.
Felice.
Tina.
Jennifer.
Todd.
Darren.
Raquel.
Anyone else we forgot? Everyone on the sales floor over there.
Yes.
Awesome people.
Amazing. Very dedicated.
Yeah, super dedicated, awesome team. And then super, super thanks to Leanna for
hiring
us. And thank you to Sean for teaching us how to physically record this podcast, how to use all the buttons and all the softwares and everything.
Yes. Thank you so much, everybody. We are so grateful for all the things that you taught us, and we appreciate it.
Everyone has been more than willing to answer my questions and show me what they do and give me some responsibility and give me some cool assignments to do. So
yes, they always keep us busy.
Always keep us busy in the best way possible. Could not have asked for a better summer internship. Truly love it here.
This was my first internship. So I actually had an amazing time. I didn't know what to expect coming here. And it was better than whatever I thought it would be.
That's good.
Plus, like, 100%. So
yeah.
I'm really happy that my first internship was here. And I'm glad I was able to meet you and all these incredible people.
Yeah, this was my third internship and blew the other two out of the water. Love it here. The great thing about here is, you know, when you hear intern, you sometimes think, oh, they're going to be going to get coffee and doing
Excel
just
sheets.
The busy work.
Yeah.
And we really got right into it. We were doing production, promotions,
traffic,
sales, programming. We learned about everything. We got to make our own commercials, make our own podcast. I made my own demo. We've done so much cool stuff. And I feel like so much of a better, well-rounded student and
individual
and media radio person.
We're better prepared.
Yeah, I'm so prepared to go into the workforce after this, I think. And I've loved it here, and I don't want to leave.
I know. I don't want to leave either, but
but we're going back to school, and that's exciting.
We are going back to school, and then we do have other internships lined up for us in the fall.
We do, which are super exciting.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm excited for my senior year. I have a pretty light course load compared to my other years, but they're all classes that I'm pretty excited to be taking. I'm so excited to see my friends. We're living in a really nice apartment.
Ooh.
I mean, it really doesn't get better than that.
Yes.
Shout out to Fairfield U. I love it there. So, what about you?
I'm taking, I want to say, four classes this next semester. I have three semesters left because I'm graduating semester early for me. So I'm graduating winter of 2023. So I still got a few ways before I fully graduate.
Oh, yeah. I know you've got a whole nother summer, too.
Yeah, I got a whole nother summer. So you're graduating soon. You're going to be in that workforce.
May 21st, I will be a graduate with a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Heading out into the world to do who knows what. We'll see.
Oh, my gosh. It's all happening too quick.
I know, it's terrifying.
I feel like it was just yesterday I was just entering college.
I feel that.
You know?
Yeah. I remember moving in on my first day of my freshman year and being like, wow, this is weird. And now it's so normal. It's just, you know, the college life, and it's great.
So you moved in, and then when COVID hit, they sent you home?
Yeah, so actually, we were on spring break from March. Wait, let me do the math for a second. March 7th to March 15th was our spring break.
Okay.
So I'm home for a week. So the last day of classes before I went home for spring break, I was hearing a rumor here and there about this coronavirus thing that was happening, mm-hmm. but we didn't really know anything. It hadn't yeah. really come to America yet. It was still mainly in Europe and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of my professors saying, oh, yeah, you know, this coronavirus thing's getting big. If it comes here, you know, we're going to have to quarantine and whatever.
Yeah.
And then we asked, the last class I had on the Friday was my honors class. And we turned to my professor and we said, hey, we heard a rumor we might not come back to school. Is that true? And he was like, come on, guys. Of course we're coming back to school. Like,
yeah,
everyone calm down. So we went home for spring break. I was home for a week and it felt very normal, like nothing mm-hmm. out of the ordinary. I went to my sister's chorus concert, was yeah. with hundreds of people. And then that Friday was March 13th,
mm-hmm.
the infamous March 13th, yes. Friday the 13th, 2020. And my sister came home from high school. She was a senior. And she said, hey, our school play was supposed to be next week, and they're postponing it to April.
Yeah.
And everything started getting weird. My dad started working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got an email that said, hey, we're going to extend your spring break for 2 weeks. So you're going to have another week off of classes, and then we're going to do a week of online classes.
Okay.
We're giving you this extra week off just so we can figure out Zoom and everything mm-hmm. like that. Then we'll do a week of online, and then you'll move back on March 29th.
Okay.
March 25th or something rolls around, and we get an email. Hey.
No.
You are not coming back for the rest of the year, or the rest of the semester.
Oh, my God.
So I was, of course, really sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I had little to no anything. I had no clothes
yeah.
at home. I just had, like, all my old
how did that work?
And stuff. I had none of my school books. Okay, so I made a little bit of a mistake, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So we went home for spring break, and then when they extended the break for 2 more weeks, they said, we're going to give you the option this Saturday or Sunday if you want to come up to the school and grab some stuff out of your dorm. You're welcome to. You just have to come be in and out as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my dad were like, you know what? We'll go. We'll get all the perishables out of the fridge, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went up. We threw everything out from my mini fridge. I grabbed, again, a few t-shirts and a few pairs of pants, but really mm-hmm. not much because yeah. I was like, oh, I'll be back in 2 weeks. I didn't even take home the rest of my textbooks for school.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I won't need them until my finals.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went home. Had I known that I wasn't coming back for months, I would have brought everything home that weekend.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So then the rest of the semester, I was living on just all the old clothes that I yeah. didn't want to bring to school.
Yes.
Luckily, I wasn't seeing anyone, so it didn't matter. And books-wise, I kind of just figured it out. There was one textbook I didn't have that someone sent me a picture of. Other than that, my teachers were really flexible.
Oh, okay.
One class, we got the online version of the textbook sent to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of hoped for the best. Again, my professors took it kind of easy on us, so
yeah.
it wasn't horrible. But, yeah, I just remember there was no one on the roads the day we drove back up to school.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got there in record time, like an hour and 20 minutes. Usually takes an hour 45.
Yeah.
We were driving the same speed we always do. It was just no traffic, so that was nice at least.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, for me, I was a senior at the time. And right around March, I think I went home one Friday, and then we just never went back.
The 13th.
Yeah. Never went back, and all my classes went online. And then in the beginning of June, like right at the beginning, because all the regions were canceled, all my finals were canceled. The only thing I still did was, like, the APs, because they moved them to be online.
Yep.
So beginning of June, my school released a statement saying that if you at least finished all the work up until now, you don't have to come to class anymore. So, like, school literally just ended for me.
When was that?
What do you mean?
Like, when did they send that out?
It was, like, beginning of June.
Okay.
So, like, a bunch of the other kids still had, like, the rest of June, like, stay in class. But all the seniors just, like, we're done.
That's nice.
I was like, okay. But literally during that time, I would literally, because I still worked the whole time because I work in retail. And I've been working there since I was 17.
An essential worker.
Yeah. So I would, like, finish class or whatever. Then, like, put on my mask, blah, 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 like, drive over to work, and then work. And that was it. And then I worked all summer. Then come college, COVID still was a thing, and all my classes were online.
Yep.
So I never visited the campus, quotation marks, campus, until last fall.
Wow.
When I had to go get my student ID.
Wow.
So, like, I missed my whole first year. And I was, like going to the campus, I was like, I've never been in this building ever. But, yeah, It was very interesting.
When you were working in retail, mm-hmm. was the store, like, empty?
No, because you had those, like, those people who were, like, crazy, kind of, and they would come and buy all the toilet paper, all the hand sanitizer.
Yes.
So we would open at 8 a.m. I think some days we opened, like, an hour early at 7 for seniors. Yeah, elderly and stuff like that. But at 8 o'clock on the dot, on, like, on our regular days, you see a pile of people, like, waiting outside, open the doors. People are, like, I'm not kidding, sprinting with their shopping carts, like, sprinting.
That's insane.
Running. Our, like, where we have, like, all the paper towels and stuff, we keep it all the way in the back corner of the store. So you just see them all the way down, like, the aisle from, like, the entrance to that corner of the store. Just, like, down. Like, people would be fighting. It was, like, terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
At that time, I was working in human resources, so I wouldn't deal with it firsthand, but I just heard all of the stories, and I would have to deal with, like, all the guest complaints and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just glad that people don't fight over that right now. But honestly,
yeah. I don't understand why it was like, oh, toilet paper, there's none. Like, why was that a thing?
People, because I think when people think quarantine, blah, 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 they think, what's that game where the bunker, they're in a bunker.
Oh, like zombie apocalypse kind of stuff?
I guess, yeah, similar to that, where they think they're going to be in a bunker. Where's your bunker?
And they're not going to be able to get anything.
And they're never going to be able to, like, get out of their house or whatever. They're just going to stay in their bunker forever. So I just don't understand, because these people, like, it would be the same exact people, and they would be hoarding all these supplies and everything. And I'm just like, just give it to somebody who actually needs, like, toilet paper right now. Like, why do you...
Yeah.
Like, you do not. Like, I know, like, for a fact, like, you probably still have some.
And then people are selling it online
yes.
for crazy high mm-hmm. prices.
And those people, they wouldn't even, like, be able to sell it. Because nobody's going to buy that.
Yeah.
I don't understand. But, yeah, that's what happened to me.
I feel like I often forget that even happened.
Yeah.
Like, the height of quarantine was... It was so weird.
It was just insane, and it felt like a fever dream, honestly.
It did, because you were doing the same thing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd get up, I'd do my classes, I'd lay in my bed. Mm-hmm. I was healthier than I'd ever been, because I was exercising like it was nobody's business, because mm-hmm. there was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
And then I'd watch TV with my family, and I'd go to bed. Mm-hmm. We did so many puzzles.
Yeah.
So many puzzles.
I just, like, I don't even know. Like, at that time, I would wake up. I'm thinking more, like, towards the fall of 2020,
because
mm-hmm. I would wake up. I didn't leave my house at all, aside from going to work. I would wake up, go to class, eat breakfast, blah, 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 go to class, go on my phone, and that was it, go to work.
Yeah. I was going to say I wish I utilized that quarantine time,
mm-hmm.
but I do think I utilized it to the best of my ability. I'm just thinking, like, I have so much stuff to do right now.
Yeah.
That I don't want to go into quarantine. But having just 2 days of free nothing to
yes.
do would be so awesome for me right now.
I have.
But I didn't have anything to do like that in 2020
because
there was nothing to do.
Yeah, there was no opportunities to do things. Right before I start my next internship, I have a day off where I am not working. I don't have an internship. I have nothing to do. And I'm looking forward to that day so much.
That's so nice.
Because it's my final day of rest and relaxation until, like, I'm fully back
before
at school.
Before the madness starts again.
Yes.
So my schedule for the next month is very wacky.
Okay.
So I have Disney next week, as we talked about. And then it's my last week here. Sad. Tears streaming down
crying.
My face.
Mm-hmm.
Then I move in to school, and I help with move-in. So I'm going to have about 2 busy days. But then the first 2 weeks of classes, my internship doesn't start. My internship for the fall doesn't start until my 3rd week of classes.
Oh, so I
so
like
the first
so
2 weeks, I'm only taking 3 classes.
So you're going to have so much
and they're
time.
On 2 days. So I'm going to have 3 days completely free those first 2 weeks.
And then you have the weekends too.
And the weekends. And the first 2 weeks, you have, like, no homework.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that one of my classes, since it's online, I'll get all the work in advance so I could just try to get as much done as I can. But there's some stuff I've wanted to do for months. Like, okay. I want to make a scrapbook from Italy.
Ooh.
So I might bring all the stuff that I was going to make mm-hmm. to school.
Yeah, might as well.
Because although I'm going to probably hang out with my friends on those days, while all my friends are in classes, I'm going to need something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll just scrapbook and watch TV.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'll sleep late. It's going to be nice.
Oh my gosh. My friends hate it, but I low-key, I love school.
Like, the classes, the homework? What part about it do you love?
I don't know. I just like going there. Like, I guess going there, like, learning things. Like, just learning new things.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. But a lot of people just, like, not for me.
Yeah. I think it depends. Like, there are some classes I've absolutely loved.
Yeah.
And I've been excited to go to them, and they're great. I'm not a huge homework fan.
No.
I think just leave it all in the classroom, and then we're good. I think for me, it's just the being at college.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love that I'm on a campus where we have clubs going on all the time.
Yes.
There's always something to do. I can go to the gym and go to a fitness class, or I can go to our campus center, and they have craft nights on Thursday nights, and on Friday nights they do bingo, and there's always stuff going on. Mm-hmm. They have themed dinners for all the holidays, and I love that part of it. I think you'll never, for me, that's the most community I think I'll ever be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing will ever compare to that. And I think also because my school is so small, there's 4,000 to 5,000 people total.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of knows each other. And I think that's super cool.
Okay.
So that's the part of college I love. Although the classes are good too. I like not necessarily the whole, like I said, homework and going to classes and stuff. But I love knowing things afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
If something comes up in conversation and I learned about it so I could talk about it.
Yes.
That I think is really cool.
So my minor is like in new media arts. All the classes I've taken for that minor are like my absolute favorite classes.
Because
I just think the people that teach them are just like so cool and like experienced. And they just have like all these like fun things about them that I love it. So I'm taking this digital interactivity like class in the fall. Yeah. And I'm so excited for that. But my other like regular classes, I'm just like, but
that's fine.
Just for that one class, I'll be like, yes. I wish I could major in it, but it's only offered as a minor.
Oh, so like, you hate to see that.
Yes, I
you
hate
really
to
do.
Yeah, I really hate it. But yeah.
Oh, well. I'm also, because naturally we always tie this back to food, there's something else I'm really excited for when I go back to school. There's this Instagram that I follow, and it's a couple, husband and wife, and their Instagram is called Devour Power.
Okay.
They have 1.5 million followers.
What?
And I'm going to do a side story, and then I'll go back to why I brought this up.
Okay.
So the reason that I know who they are is because they came to my old job, the seafood market / restaurant that I worked at. One day we served this couple their lobster rolls, and then we're looking outside and they're taking pictures and videos of it.
Okay.
So then I don't know how we found it, but I think they tagged us in what they
one
were
of
doing.
The posts.
Yeah, they made a YouTube video about our place and they posted us on Instagram talking about how good the lobster roll was.
Ooh.
Yeah, they posted the video on YouTube. It got a couple thousand views. But then on Instagram also, I mean, it'll probably be hard for me to find it, but they posted whatever. So I found them and I followed them because what they do is they go to all different restaurants on Long Island, in New York City, and sometimes in Connecticut and Jersey, and they just rate all the food.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere they go looks amazing. There was this pizza that they posted recently, and it was a trio of three sauces, vodka sauce, marinara sauce, and pesto.
Ooh.
It looks like the best thing ever. But a lot of the stuff is in the city.
Yes.
Anyway, there is a diner that they've gone to a few times, and it's about 20 minutes from my school.
Ooh.
It's called Elm Street Diner.
Have you ever been there or not yet?
No. But one of the things that they post on their Instagram is it's two big tortillas, then cheese, mozzarella sticks, curly fries, and steak.
And curly fries.
A short rib.
Okay.
And then they grill it up, so it's like a grilled burrito.
Mm-hmm.
It looks phenomenal. They also make homemade donuts there and all this stuff.
Ooh.
So me and my roommates are really excited to go there. So that's part of why I'm so pumped.
You're hyped.
To go back to school, because I think that'll be fun.
So for me, when I'm at school, because there isn't really like, my school is just a bunch of commuters.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody really that dorms there that much.
Do most of the students live in the city?
Yeah. I get there's like a few people who are like come from like outside of the state, like New Jersey or whatever, if they're like close by enough to commute quickly.
Because
I commute and it's like about an hour 20. Because I take the wrong Concoma line. So
of course.
Yes. The only the best line, honestly.
There's nothing better really.
Yeah. So usually if I have like a little break between classes, then I'll go like run and get like some food. But other times I'll just like try and save money and I'll bring my own food because sometimes a lot of places are like expensive. And I'm just like, not today.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like that's something that's so hard about being in New York City. My internship for the fall is in the city, and there's so many good food places there.
Yes, but do I want...
I'm going to have to force myself to bring lunch, though. Mm-hmm. I think there's also a cafeteria in my building that I could get from.
There you go.
The good thing is I would be so tempted to stay there for dinner after work every night.
Yeah,
but I know that since the commute home is an hour and a half to 2 hours, I'm going to want to just get on the train and go home.
Yeah. Just bring, like, snacks with you, honestly.
But I know. I'm going to have to bring a giant bag so I can fit all of my snacks in it.
Oh, my God. I want to come visit you.
You can. We can meet up for lunch one day. Yeah. One day when we decide to splurge on a lunch.
For listeners, so both of us, we are interning in the city. Mm-hmm. So we'll be not too far away from each other.
That's true.
Yeah. So it's not too bad.
Yeah. I think we can... Okay, so I found it.
Okay.
They posted a video of them at my store. They said bacon, lobster roll, and so much more. In this vlog, we took a short drive to Long Island, New York for some seafood. We found an unassuming shack. That was my place. And 100% recommend it. Would you choose a regular lobster roll or the bacon lobster roll? Comment below, blah, blah, blah. And they posted all this stuff about them eating at my place. New vlog is up. We took a drive to Sayville. Had a devour-worthy lobster lunch. We ordered their lobster roll. And it was super cool because they posted this to their 1.5 million followers, and I saw them taking it. I served them their meal. So that was pretty cool. It's not like they're celebrities, but it was that such popular food bloggers came to the place where I was working.
It's so weird when, like, because when you think of, like, celebrities or just, like, people with, like, a massive following and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, like, when you meet them, because they're just people.
Yeah, they are.
You know? But, like, when you meet them, you're like, oh, my gosh, like a million, like, people follow this person, like, actively follow this person.
Yeah.
They like their posts and stuff like that. Or this person, like, sells out stadiums.
Yeah. I mean, this is a much smaller scale because Rob isn't selling out stadiums.
Yes.
But when I was telling my friends that I worked here and I told them I was working with 94.3 The Shark, my friends said, oh my gosh, do you know Rob Rush?
Yes.
Who is the programming director and he's on air on The Shark for our listeners. And to me, he's just someone I work with. He's one of my supervisors at work. I was sitting with him the other day and he was teaching me about how he programs the music and how he picks the music for the radio station. And my friends were, oh my gosh, you know Rob Rush? That's so awesome. I listened to him on the radio.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so funny that they were kind of starstruck. And to me, like you said, he's just a normal person. Yeah. I work with him. I see him in the office every day.
Honestly.
So that was really funny.
I did an event recently with The Shark over in Jones Beach for the Alice in Chains concert. So I was just, like, promoting, like, the station and everything. I was just talking to all the concert goers. And, like, I would have a bunch of people come up to me, like, hey, like, is Rob Rush here? Is Orlando here? And I'm like, yeah, they're, like, right there.
That's
they're like,
so
oh,
funny.
My God. And so, like, they would go, like, wait to talk to them. And it's just, like, so funny to
They're
me.
They're, like, local celebrities.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Long Island celebrities.
Definitely Long Island celebrities. For me, before working here, I didn't really listen to The Shark.
Mm-hmm.
But I listened to Walk a lot.
Yes.
So, like, Christina Kay, I recognized her. For one that always stuck in my head was Papageno's weather forecast.
Yes.
Like, I remember being like, oh, that's cool.
It's Pat.
Yep.
Yeah, I listened to Walk before a lot before I came here because it's just there's such a like big mix of music, so I really enjoy that. And then I also really listen to Max FM.
Yeah, I love Max.
Max is so good.
I never listened to it as much when I was younger
because
Walk, if you live where I live, Walk is on everywhere.
Yeah,
you go to the store, it's playing.
Yeah, there's
you go
a bigger
in the car,
reach
it's playing.
For it.
It's just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've worked here and I've learned a lot more about Max, that's my kind of music.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so good. More people need to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Long Islanders.
Yes.
Speaking of Long Island, I feel like I've been thinking recently about how much there is to do on Long Island. Did we talk about this?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it in...
We talked about our Hot or Not.
Hot or Not, Long Island summer takes. Yes.
But one, and I've told you about my British cousins, one, there's a lot of things when they came to Long Island that they never experience in England. And people outside of Long Island don't experience because there's just so much to do and so much happening.
Yeah.
And one thing that we did took my cousins from England to do when they came to visit America was we took them to hibachi.
Oh my gosh, how
and
was that?
I'm going to Hibachi tonight. I was just thinking about how excited I am.
Mm-hmm.
And what was I going to say? I had something to say about this. Oh, so I'm going to Hibachi tonight, and I'm just thinking about all the, you know, when they hit the zucchini
up and then
into, and there's the sake bottle or the soda bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, do you participate in that? Because some people say no and they pass.
When I was little, I think I would, not the bottles of like liquid, but I would get like some like food and like try and catch like the egg, like some egg in my mouth.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what I would do.
I love catching the food. I think that's fun. But I feel like the bottle of soda or the bottle of sake is like a terrible
combo
experience. I feel like it always gets on your shirt.
Yes. And sometimes they try to like see how long you can do it for. So
yeah,
it's just like
and then
prolonged.
It's overflowing out of your mouth. Or they start, they just like hit you in the eye with the soda.
Oh, no.
And so I'm interested to see how that goes for me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's such a fun little experience.
Yes, definitely.
And the food is so good.
It's just dinner and a show right in front of you.
Dinner and it really doesn't beat that. Yeah. I've gone to Hibachi so many places. I love it there. Do you, what's your go-to meal?
I haven't been there recently. So like when I went there, I was like younger. I would just do like some, I think I usually did like shrimp or something like seafoody.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love a good steak. I love a good shrimp.
Yes.
When I would go with my grandparents when I was younger, we would go all the time. Mm-hmm. Me and my sister and my cousin and my grandma and grandpa. And every time we would take turns pretending it was someone's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
So that they would bring out, they make fried ice cream. Have you ever had that?
I've had fried ice cream before.
It's so good. And so they would bring out fried ice cream for whoever's birthday it was. And that was always my favorite. Because it's such a little specialty. You don't get fried ice cream anywhere else.
No, not at all. I mean, I think you could probably get it at, like, a fair or something, but it's just, eh.
But do you want to, when you're at the fair, do you want to walk around with fried ice cream?
No, not at all.
Not really.
You know what I would get at the fair, though?
What?
I would get a fried Oreo.
I was just going to say that.
So good.
I've made those homemade. They're really easy to make.
Ooh. What do you cook them in?
Just a
vat of oil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we just use the, what are they called? The biscuits you can buy, the Pillsbury rolls.
Oh.
You just take a Pillsbury roll and you just like, wrap the Oreo inside and you just throw it in a pot of oil.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes and it's done. A little bit of powdered sugar on top.
Mm-hmm.
Game
You're
changer.
Set.
So good.
Today has just made me so hungry.
I know. I feel like we're always talking about food and then that's why I'm feeling better and that's why I brought up Hibachi. Because I was so hungry after talking about those other food bloggers, but I just have to keep reminding myself that 3 hours from now, I'm going to be sitting at a Hibachi restaurant.
Yes.
Hopefully getting some tossed salad with ginger dressing and some soup handed to me.
There you go. You're not going to try the sake into your mouth?
I might. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling. I'm going with my parents, my sister, and my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like most, like, I don't think my grandparents are going to
do it.
Maybe my grandpa.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm so excited after being so hungry.
All day?
I can't wait. I hope I don't hit traffic on the way home, because the sooner I get to Hibachi, the better.
Yeah, I don't, hopefully there shouldn't be any traffic that's, like, out of the ordinary.
Well, yeah, there's always traffic, but
yeah, it's
that's the downside of Long Island.
Yes.
Speaking of how much there is to do, the downside is the traffic because we are so overpopulated here.
Rush hour.
There's so many people, always.
Yeah, I know. I think we're so spoiled living on Long Island.
I know.
I take everything for granted, like, living here, honestly, because everywhere you turn, there's a Starbucks, there's a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Like, if you need something, it's, like, only, like, at arm's length away. Whereas, like, let's say if we went to the middle of Montana.
There's not going to be that,
It's just farm.
I think going to school in Connecticut made me realize how spoiled we were.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started going to school, I would talk to my friends, you know, about where they're from, where I'm from. And one day, all my guy friends lived across the hall from me, and they came in to my suite, and they said, Rebecca. I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we wanted to get Buffalo Wild Wings because we were in the mood for some wings. And the closest one to Fairfield, Connecticut is the one in your hometown. I was like, what? So there are other ones that are obviously a faster drive, mm-hmm. but because mileage-wise, oh. Southern Connecticut is so close to Long Island, mm-hmm. that was the closest one mile-wise.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do you guys not really have a Buffalo Wild Wings near your houses? They mm-hmm. said, no. Buffalo Wild Wings is like a luxury. Huh? I said, you need to understand, my friends, that there is a Buffalo Wild Wings 2 minutes from my house. Not mm. exaggerating, it's a 2 minute drive.
Yeah.
My friends and I, my freshman year of high school, mm. went there every Friday for dinner.
Really?
Without fail, every Friday for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, no way! You have one that close to you?
Yeah.
And I said, okay, boys, let's take a step back here. Uh-huh. Within a 5 to 10 minute drive of my house, I can get to a McDonald's, a Burger King, an Arby's, a Popeyes, a Domino's, a Pizza Hut, a KFC, a Tropical Smoothie, a Starbucks, a Dunkin' Donuts, a 7-Eleven, three pizza places, a Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's, a TGI Fridays. Like, you name it, I can get to it mm-hmm. near
exactly.
my house. Taco Bell, Five Guys, everything.
Literally the whole, like, fast like, food chain.
Yeah,
everything.
Any place you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Two mini golf places, two bowling alleys, three movie theaters within a 10-minute drive of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can imagine. A Walmart, a Stop and Shop, a ShopRite, a Meat Farms, a Walbaums, a this.
Yes.
And they were like, you have that much stuff near your house? It's like, yeah. And I didn't realize that was out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we are extremely spoiled in that way.
We are, honestly.
Even gyms. I could get to an LA Fitness, a Planet Fitness, a Blink, a Crunch,
mm-hmm.
an Orange
Me too.
Theory.
Same thing.
All
they're all right next to my... There's an Orange Theory in this parking lot.
Yeah, literally. There's... In this parking lot is everything you need to survive.
Yes, honestly. There's a movie theater.
A movie theater.
There's
a supermarket.
Stu Leonard's.
An Applebee's.
A Tropical
an IHOP,
Smoothie.
A Tropical Smoothie. A Five Below.
Yes.
A wine and liquor store. An Ulta Beauty. What else?
Staples, Home Depot.
Anything you could possibly need.
Is here.
Except for maybe clothes. I don't know if there's a clothing store in here.
I mean, well, before.
There's a Monkey Sports.
There's a PetSmart right here.
A PetSmart. So clothes for your pet. There's a TJ Maxx.
Yes, right here. TJ Maxx.
Anything you could possibly imagine. A paper store.
Mm-hmm. The Hallmark.
Wait, there's a paper store here?
It's the Hallmark store thing. Yeah.
My friends at school love the paper store.
Yeah, it's right next to, and right next to that, there's IHOP, and there's also Bellagio's, a pizza place.
See, everything you need. And then, if you dare to go as far as to cross the street, you've got
7-Eleven,
you've got Starbucks, you've got a dress store, you've got Raymour and Flanagan.
Car wash.
You've got that barbecue store, you've got a Chinese restaurant, You name it, we could get there.
You name it, we got it.
Literally. There's an amusement park.
Oh, yes.
5 minutes from here. There's an Adventureland.
Right down the road,
casually. If I wanted to go on a roller coaster right now, I could go.
Like, if we wanted to go on a roller coaster on our meal, we could make it possible.
Yeah. We could, in our 30-minute lunch break, could probably go to Adventureland, get on a ride, and then come back.
Yes. Easily.
And that's so awesome for us.
Honestly, yeah. Honestly, in the future, do you see yourself staying, like, on Long Island in New York, or do you think you would leave?
I would think that my job is probably going to be in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to stay on the island. I think it's awesome place
yes.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
However, prices to live on Long Island are a little high.
Yes.
So maybe living in Jersey, upstate, or Connecticut, somewhere where I could get to New York City easily and commute.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is my whole family lives on Long Island,
yeah.
except for my sister. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you?
I think I would stay on Long Island. I would just need to find a job that could support that lifestyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find these
hopefully,
days.
Yeah, because hopefully when I graduate, I can find a job probably in Manhattan, something like around there, maybe like Brooklyn, Queens, something like that. But I want to be on the island because I think I want to keep being spoiled, honestly.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's awesome here. It is so, so great.
Yeah. And also, like, I like being by New York City
mm-hmm.
because, honestly, I've been to, like, other cities and no other city compares to New York City, honestly.
Yeah. They're all so different,
I
think. They all have different things mm-hmm. to offer.
Like, I recently, a few months ago, I went to Denver.
Oh, I've never been.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was actually really nice. I went to this place. It's called Mia Wolf. It's, like, an art installation building thing, but it's like very interactive. Super cool.
Interesting.
They have places like there, I think in New Mexico, in Las Vegas. Nice. So if you ever are in any one of those cities, you have to go because it's actually super fun. But anyways, Denver as a city, it does not feel like a city.
Yeah.
Honestly, it just feels like I'm in like Huntington Village or something. Like, it does not feel like a city. It just feels like a little town.
Huntington Village.
Yes, honestly.
Yeah, I've been to Boston, and it was nice. I would love to go to Chicago just to experience it.
Yes.
I also really want to go to Nashville.
I feel like that'd be so much fun.
I've been to Vegas, but just for, like, one night because we were going to Utah.
Oh, it was, like, a
but
layover.
I'd love to go to Vegas and actually experience it. I've been to L.A., and I was underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco was cool. San Diego was fine.
Yeah. For me, nothing compares to New York City.
The only places that I feel like are city levels compared to New York would be probably Chicago and Seattle, from my understanding. I haven't been to either of those cities.
Me either.
From pictures, they look kind of similar.
Similar, yeah.
It's got like the Bean, the Space Needle, whatever. I don't know.
I think I would also, I would want to go to like Tokyo or something.
Oh, that's major city.
Because I feel like that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Same level.
Oh, for sure. If you're looking for that level of a city, I mean, that's where you got to go.
There we go.
Wow. Should we fill the listeners in on what our sandwich week would have been?
Yes. Okay. So, everybody, unfortunately, our peer, Mike, cannot make it to this week's podcast. But we did want to have, like, a little taste test of these two sandwiches that he made.
At Subway. He created them when he used to work at Subway.
Mm-hmm. And he was president of his fan club.
The Subway fan club, yeah.
Yes, the Brotherhood.
He has so much to say, and I hope that one day you all get to hear his story, because it's pretty awesome. Maybe the week I get back from Disney, I'll go to Subway and try his sandwich.
Yes, there
you go. I really would like to try it. I would do it for dinner tonight if I wasn't going to
Hibachi. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, do you have any last thoughts for the podcast?
Last thoughts, last words, last... Oh,
it's so weird that we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
It's been 10 whole weeks of talking about absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
It feels so weird because it's not like today is my last day in the office. Like, I'm still here for another 2 days, but you just won't be here next week at all.
Yeah, we're just not overlapping anymore.
Yes.
So we'll both be here after this, which is why the goodbye doesn't feel so surreal yet.
It feels a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm. But it's our last day together ever.
And
at least
so,
in this internship.
If you've actually listened to our podcast and made it to week 10.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for putting up with this.
Because
we've had a blast making it.
Yeah, it was my first time making a podcast ever.
Me too.
From like planning
if
it.
If you can't tell.
Yes. From planning it to like speaking on it and then editing it like from start to finish.
And putting it online.
Yes.
For the whole world to hear.
Yes. Honestly, just so happy that it's online and it's like saves forever on the internet.
Yeah, I'll be playing this for my great-grandchildren one day.
Hopefully if the link still works.
They're going to be like, who's Charlie D'Amelio?
Although
I'm sure so many listeners might not even know anyway.
Yeah.
What's High School Musical?
Gasp. Oh, yes.
It's a terrifying thought.
That's
well,
true.
Thank you all for being here.
Yes.
Thank you, co-host. It's been great.
Fellow co-host. Yes.
And
it's been great, and hopefully I'll see you again.
Yeah.
One day.
Shout out to Connoisseur. This has been awesome. Love you all.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.